You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. As our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, turns 75, apart from wishing him many, many happy returns from all of us here at Vatican Radio, I'd like to share with you an address he cares deeply about. It was delivered during the Pope's journey to the Holy Land, which made him the first pilgrim pope. The date was January the 5th, 1964, and the place, the Church of the Annunciation there. Father Foster brings us the words of this address in Latin, but as I discovered, it was actually delivered in French. So while we listen to Father Foster, maybe we can hear some sound from our Vatican Radio archives of Paul the VI. So, Father, I think you have something special for me today. You have some homilies.
What I wanted to do, really, I mean, we don't want to forget these things, is maybe mention or even quote in Latin, as we have it now, the address that Paul the VI gave in Nazareth, January 5th, 1964.
Why is it so special?
Because it's so beautiful, and it's so personal, and so much from his heart about the example of the family and the home of Nazareth.
Que Nazareth nous enseigne ce que c'est la famille, sa communion d'amour, son austère et simple beauté, son caractère sacré et inviolable.
And all I have to do is quote a few lines. Paul the VI's visit was very personal and very, very intimate.
Can you explain why it was personal and intimate in Latin?
Well, the fact is, I'll tell you why it's in Latin, because around the world, in the Liturgy of the Hours, the Liturgy of the Hours for the Feast of the Holy Family, the Church has given as the second reading this homily of Paul the VI given in Nazareth.
Tell me how you say Holy Land in Latin before you start.
Oh, Terra Sancta, that's all right. Terra Sancta.
And Nazareth?
Well, they have Nazareth because it's a Greek verb, Nazaretana. They say Domus Nazaretana, the Nazareth house.
Okay, well, tell me about this very personal homily that he gave. Was it a homily or just a speech?
Well, actually, it's an address, but it really is. It's just to hear it, he says, the Nazareth house is a school in which the life of the Christian begins to be discerned. It is namely the school of the gospel. Oh, it's beautiful. Nazarena Domus, Scola Est. In qua incipit Christi vita dignosci, Evangelii nempe scola. I'm sorry, it's not the Christian. It's the life of Christ begins to be discerned. The house of Nazareth is a school in which the life of Christ begins to be discerned, namely the school of the gospel. And then he has these different paragraphs. All I have to do is quote an idea of each one, which I think is extremely inspiring. And he says, for why? For here we learn first to look, to hear, to meditate, and to thoroughly understand what kind of power and secret power is hidden in a very simple and humble and beautiful revelation of the Son of God. That was his impression of the house of Nazareth.
Well, there was something else.
And he says, the second paragraph, and he says, but also we learn gradually, perhaps, to imitate this life of Christ. And he says, for here we perceive the mode and the way by which we may come to know easily who Christ is. And then he goes on and he says, the times and the speech, we can imagine Jesus and is talking with Mary and Joseph and the whole family right in that house. And then he really kind of gets carried away with a lot of explanations. And he says, oh, how much we would like to return willingly to our own infancy and to commit ourselves to this humble and at the same time sublime school once again of Nazareth. Oh, it's gorgeous.
And in Latin, that last sentence?
It's really, it said, O quomodo, ad nostram, libenter redire velemus, we would like, infantiam. Nosque Nazarene huic umidi, e idemque sublimi scole, rursus comitere, with an exclamation point. We wish we could go back to school as children and learn in Nazareth. Oh, I almost have tears in my eyes. It's so gorgeous. And people let this go. I said, we shouldn't let this thing go. And he goes on and he says, silence. He says, the house of Nazareth teaches us silence. And he says, oh, the silence of Nazareth, teach us to be fixed in good thoughts, to be intent on the interior elements of the spirit, to listen to the secret counsels of God and the commands of true teachers, well prepared. Teach us how much is necessary preparations and study and meditation, by which God only recognizes in secret. And then he says later on, he says, oh, Sedes, O seat of Nazareth, the house of the carpenter's son.
How do you say carpenter?
He says, Faber. And he says, O Nazarena Sedes, Fabri Fili Domus. And he says, here mostly we desire to understand the law of human labor and to celebrate that law. And here he says, we desire to restore the dignity of work so that it may be felt by all people when you think of Jesus working around there with Joseph. It's very nice. And that's the first line of that paragraph says, finally, here in the house of Nazareth, we get to know opus disciplinam, a way of life of manual labor. Oh, it's gorgeous.
Can you say some of that in Latin now?
Certainly. Opus denique, hic cognoscimus disciplinam. Here we understand a program of labor. And then down below, he goes on, there's a whole paragraph here. It's really neat. And he says, finally, we want to announce salutem, salvation to the workers of the whole world, and to show them the great example, a divine brother, the prophet of all just women who belong to those, namely Christ our Lord. These are all of his thoughts at the house of Nazareth. People should really read this.
Well, we'll suggest it.
The homily for the Feast of the Holy Family.
On the 5th of January, 1964.
Yes, yes. 50 years ago?
Yes, 50 years ago. Our thanks there go to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, wishing him a very happy birthday once again. Father Foster, better known as our popular Latin lover, was for many years and under many popes papal Latinist and is currently teaching Latin in the United States. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.